BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The highest administrative court in Greece says the government can proceed with the Prime Minister's plan to replace the national broadcaster, ERT, with a much smaller regional setup. From Athens, here's Mark Lowen.
The Supreme Administrative Court has upheld the Prime Minister's plan to replace ERT with a new broadcaster later this year. But the court also backed the position of the other coalition partners that the signal must be restored in the interim. Each side will claim victory, but in the end, the unity of the government has been badly weakened. At the headquarters of ERT, there were celebrations at the news that the radio and television frequencies will be re-established. But there's also the recognition that later this year, many will lose their jobs as a new, leaner, cheaper national broadcaster is formed.
After a tense meeting on the edges of the G8 summit in Northern Ireland, the American and Russian presidents have acknowledged their differences over Syria, but said they share a common determination to stop the bloodshed. President Putin said both sides had agreed to push all parties in the conflict to hold peace talks in Geneva. Mr. Obama also stressed their common ground.
We do have different perspectives on the problem, but we share in reducing the violence, securing chemical weapons, ensuring that they're neither used nor are they subject to proliferation.
The Turkish government has called on Britain to give an official and satisfactory explanation after a newspaper said London had spied on foreign delegates at a G20 summit in London in 2009. The allegations were contained in leaked documents published by The Guardian newspaper. The British Prime Minister David Cameron refused to comment on the reports. Trade unionists have marched through the streets of Istanbul after a strike was called in response to the crackdown by Turkish police on the country's protest movement. They were prevented from reaching Taksim Square, where the demonstrations began. James Reynolds joined one of today's marches.
On the edges of Istanbul's most famous avenue, İstiklal, several hundred union workers tried to begin their march. They wanted to head to Taksim Square, 15 minutes walk away. But that square is now controlled by the police. And so is İstiklal Avenue. A row of police wearing riot gear stood in front of the protesters and told them they could not pass. The union workers responded by sitting on the ground. In another part of Istanbul, the police used tear gas against a separate group of strikers. But in many areas of this city, life has continued normally. And the government has repeated its support for the actions of the police. They will use all the authority given to them, the Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arınç told a Turkish news channel.
James Reynolds reporting. World News from the BBC. The mayor of the Canadian city of Montreal, Michael Applebaum, who pledged to stamp out civic corruption when he took office last year, has been arrested and charged by Quebec's anti-corruption police. Mr. Applebaum is accused of 14 offences. All stem from the period before he became interim city mayor last November, following the resignation of his predecessor over allegations of ignoring corruption in his political party. The new Iranian president Hassan Rouhani has said he hopes the world will grasp a new opportunity for constructive interaction with Iran. In his first news conference, Mr. Rouhani said that relations between Iran and the U.S. were an old wound that needed to be healed, but he offered little new on Iran's controversial nuclear program, as Mohsen Askari reports from Tehran.
Iran is ready to show more transparency on its nuclear program, says President-elect Hassan Rouhani. In his first news conference since Friday's election, Mr. Rouhani described as unfair sanctions imposed on his country. He also said Tehran would not suspend uranium enrichment activities. The national anthem played on his arrival. He smiled and waved to the audience. Many journalists who voted for him could not stop clapping or yelling congratulations. He gave diplomatic answers to sharp questions from journalists, proving he is a serious conservative politician moving toward moderation.
Thousands of Brazilian protesters have been trying to make their way to a stadium in the southeastern city of Belo Horizonte, where an international football match is taking place. A smaller crowd has already been dispersed at the Mineiro Stadium by riot police. The demonstrations are part of a wave of protests against rising costs of living and the organization of the Confederations Cup and 2014 World Cup. A United States official has said U.S. and Cuban authorities are to resume talks on restoring direct mail services between the two countries. The services have been suspended for 50 years, but it is possible to send post via third countries. That's the latest BBC World Service News.